The next coach in the teleconference is Purdue's Darryl Hagel. The Boilermakers are 1-2 overall and host 7 Illinois on Saturday, a noon game to be televised by the Big Ten Network. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. I just want to brief you guys on the Notre Dame finish. I thought our kids played hard, played well. And obviously, we didn't make enough plays in the end. And that's the key of winning football games. You got to make plays and don't hurt yourself. So we're looking forward to playing Southern Illinois at noon this week on the Big Ten Network.
All right, let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.
Hey, Darryl. Last year you guys played Notre Dame very well also, but weren't able to kind of build on that. How do you try to build on that effort this time around?
Well, we're a different football team than we were last year. We're a much closer football team. We got a lot of guys in our locker room that have great leadership, and we need to keep getting better in every phase of the game. And I know our guys are working extremely hard as we speak at doing that.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Kyle Rowland with Fort Wayne Journal.
Hey, Darryl. A little bit of an off-topic question here. Just with the NCAA meal and snack rule, what kind of effects nutritionally do you think that will have on your team?
Well, we're giving our guys a couple extra sandwiches and things throughout the course of the week. We're not going crazy with it. But we've upped our fueling station, which is our station that's in the weight room where they can get extra granola bars and apples and things to just keep their body nourished. We're just trying to wait to see exactly where this whole thing is going. But we're not going crazy, but we are helping our guys out a little bit with extra meals.
Throughout your career, have you noticed players, maybe are more self-conscious now than they were 10 or 15 years ago?
Conscious about eating and taking care of their bodies?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt. And we have a full-time nutritionist that sits down with our guys every single week and kind of maps out their eating habits and their nutrition habits, and I think it makes a world of difference.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you had a season-high 9 tackles for loss against Notre Dame last week, including 2 for Sean Robinson and 2.5 for Anthony Brown. What was the key to getting that kind of pressure?
Well, I thought our whole front played well. They got good push in the inside, and we brought some pressure on the outside. We brought some corner blitzes. But I thought our linebackers, for the first time since we've been here, for the most of the day, were playing downhill, and that's what you have to do, eliminate those gaps and try to get some penetration with those second-level defenders, not only your first-level defenders.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, touching on that again, Sean Robinson with the 2 tackles for loss also had 10 tackles. Talk about his play in the game.
He played a great game, I thought. I thought he was physical. I thought he was seeing the field. He ran from sideline to sideline. He's really starting to be a great leader for us in the inside backer position, and he's really getting guys lined up. And he's been playing through a couple of injuries, which you love about him. That's what makes a great leader. So we expect a lot of big things going down the future this season.
Your next question comes from the line of Todd Porter with the Canton Repository.
Hey, Darryl, kind of back on the nutrition thing. Because of the rule changes, some of the other schools, maybe even within your own conference, may have a little bit bigger budget for something like that. Does it put you guys at a little bit of a disadvantage as it relates to sports nutrition and that whole research area?
No, I don't feel like we're at a disadvantage at all, Todd, right now. I think that we're getting our kids what they need. And it's funny because all of them don't need it. And our big guys opted out of some of those additional meals, which they should. So the guys that need to get the extra are getting the extra, and the guys that don't need it aren't getting it. So I don't really feel like we're at a disadvantage at all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach. Looks like you're all set. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.